Yeah, well, take me on down to the water, but be careful when we get there. We're talking this month about lots of different kinds of safety. We're going to talk water safety this morning with Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. That's right. Water safety is important this time of year. People are opening up their pools for use. The beaches have been opening back up. We've had some extremely warm days already where people wanted to get out there. And you know, the thing is, when you're a kid, you go, I don't care that the water temperature is still only 54. So right. They're going to go in, even though the adults probably don't want anything to do with stepping in that water. Mm-hmm. And I've had my feet in, and it was cold. So we really need to be careful about that. And, you know, the water safety is for kids and adults. But really, I think I should stress at the beginning here, kids. So drowning is the second leading cause of unintentional injury death for kids age 1 to 14. So they have to be closely monitored. And it's the fifth leading cause for all ages. Some important water safety tips, you know, you can enroll your kids in swimming lessons at an early age. And the risk of drowning decreases actually 88% for age 1 to 4 if they take swimming lessons. And part of that, not that they're necessarily going to become a proficient swimmer, but part of that is they learn about water safety. And you as a parent, you're at that lesson with them. I can remember being in a swimming lesson. And, you know, so you're learning about things you should do and precautions you should take so that your kids don't become a victim. You know, I think the number one thing, always supervise your kids. When you're at a pool, the beach, a pond, when they're in a boat, you just really need to keep a good eye on them. Another thing, as your kid gets older and they want to venture out on their own, remind them, swim with a buddy. And for adults, too, you know, a swim buddy is always a good idea. Someone that can watch for you, keep an eye on you, make sure that you're not struggling or don't need assistance. For everybody, and including adults and certainly kids because they're not allowed to drink, you know, avoid the alcohol if you're going to go into the water. You know, alcohol affects a lot of things, and, you know, you're already at a disadvantage in the water versus dry land, so that's another good tip. And I would say for pools and beaches and, you know, even jumping out of a boat, enter with feet first out of the water and only dive into marked areas. So you really want to be careful about those things, too. You don't want to risk, you know, a spinal cord injury because you've dove in. And the water, you know, it's shallow there, and you didn't know. Maybe it was hard to see. And that could be especially in the river where, you know, there's dirt and other things going on. So that's very important.
We are surrounded by water here in this area, whether it's the St. Clair River, the Black River, Lake Huron, but we've got pools as well. A lot of people have pools, so we have a lot of water to be concerned with, whether it's just for recreational swimming or for boating, too.
Yeah, and that's a great point. You know, the Great Lakes State, and as you said, there's a lot of small ponds here that people go to and they fish at and use. We have a lot of parks on the rivers and stuff, you know, on the Black River and that. So a couple things with swimming pools that you can do, secure gates around pools. So always make sure they're locked up. And then you could alarm them. You know, there's simple little alarms that if the gate opens or doors that lead to a pool. So maybe, you know, the pool's off the back of your house and the patio doors, alarm those. So if somebody enters that area, you can check on them. Another tip, and I kind of bring this up, and though this isn't the topic, in the last couple weeks at work, we've had reports numerously of missing children, anywhere from 3 to maybe 6 years old. And one of the first things you could do with that, if you have a pool nearby, check the pool first, because if the child's missing and they're in the bottom of that pool, it's important. It's a life-saving measure to get them out of that water as quickly as possible. So check pools. And I'm just going to throw another real quick tip, and kudos to one of our officers, Kyle Witten. We had a report of a missing child, and as part of the investigation, one of the first steps he did, too, was he started searching the house, and thankfully the child was safely asleep just in bed. And it just went unnoticed. So, you know, check the house, too. Another thing with pools, sometimes you have those small portable pools when you have younger kids. Take the toys out so it's not appealing for them to go and climb in there. and just empty the water out of it. When it's not in use, take the water out. They're not very big. They're simple to refill. So you don't want to leave water that your child might go in there and climb in. And even though it's not over their head, they somehow fall and injure themselves, or they lay down and drown. So do those things.
Right.
Next, as you said, we have a lot of open water here. We have, you know, Lake Huron, the St. Clair River. We have some, you know, pretty big currents there, weather conditions. Just swim in designated areas, you know, and be aware of the currents in the river. As a swimmer, know your limitations. You know, there's cold water out there. It's different than swimming in a pool. I've done some triathlons. Open water, you know, you can train in a pool all you want and do your laps. But when you get in open water and the waves are washing over you, it's a totally different feeling for a person. So know your limitations. Watch the weather. Respect Mother Nature. Don't go out in the water if you know that bad weather is coming, you know. When we get those south winds, the St. Clair River is treacherous out there for small boats and for swimmers. There's some boating rules we should follow, and these, you know, these are other safety things. If you're going to operate the boat, you have to have a certificate if you were born after June 30th of 1996. If you're under 14, you can't operate a personal watercraft if you're by yourself. And, you know, it's just good. Kids should have a boating certificate. It's important. It teaches them safety. It teaches them how to safely operate it, right? It's a good thing to do. Also, if children are under six, they have to have a personal flotation device on if they're in the open deck of a boat. And anybody that's riding or being towed behind a boat, you know, on a tube or, you know, water skis, they have to have a personal flotation device. And always remember, if you have somebody out there, you have to have a spotter watching them in case they go down and there's a problem. So that's very important. And if you're going to go out on the boat, make sure there's a personal flotation device for every person that's on board the vessel. And, you know, as we get older, we go, I'll be all right if I go in, or I don't plan on going in the water, I'm not going to wear it. But it's highly recommended that if you're going to be out on the water, you should wear one, you know. Because you don't really know what's going to happen. You could fall in and hit your head. You know, last year, me personally, I went out on a kayak, and at first I said, I'm not going to wear it. I'll just carry it with me. Mm-hmm. Then I thought, what if I do roll over and something happens? And, you know, I feel I'm a strong swimmer, but maybe I do hit or just shocks me because I went under and opted to wear it. And I didn't tip over, luckily, and but I just felt more secure having that on in case something did happen, certainly.
Certainly because there is so much water around here. I mean, the Port Huron Police Department goes through some pretty good water safety training, don't you?
We do. And, you know, this all came about, Paul, a few years back, Officer Chad Smith. We had a distressed swimmer up by the Huron Lightship, and he and then Officer Ryan Meinsberg, he's now a detective, they were up there on the report. They were some of the first guys right there. They saw this guy out in the water. They knew he was in trouble. Chad Smith jumped in the water, got out to him, found it was much more difficult than he ever would have imagined. We had these old life rings with a rope in our car. Officer Meinsberg threw the life ring out, and Chad tells the story of saying, hey, throw it to me. And he's like, I already have. There's no more rope left. And he really, you know, that's literally in over your head.
Yeah.
He tells the story. He's not ashamed to tell it. You learn your limitations. What we found from that is, how do we learn our limitations in a controlled setting? So in our in-service, we do training. Marysville School District is nice enough to let us use their pool. We go in with our uniform on. You learn that it's hard. We put a weighted belt on. You find the struggles with that. We do some practice of rescues with limited visibility with darkened goggles. And probably the best thing about it, not just learning our limitations, we purchased what's called a Mustang Water Rescue Kit. It contains a throw stick that when you throw it to a distressed swimmer, it automatically inflates when it hits the water. Now we have something to keep them above the water. We have 75-foot of rope we can throw to them. And, you know, that's the idea. reach for the person, throw, row, or go out there with support. And we also have a personal flotation device in there that the rescuer or the kit deployer can throw on. So if they fall in the water, or if they make that determination, I have to go in and help that person, they have something that can hold them above. And we've used the kits successfully. I've been on some calls where we've used them. Just a couple weeks ago, our officers had, this was somebody trying to hurt themselves, jumped in the river, and the officers were able to deploy the kit, throw the throw stick to them to keep them above, and a rope, and pull them out and get them out of the water. And we really ingrained, even when we haven't deployed it, thrown it out, get the kit out there for support. So it's a great tool. Like I said, we've used it successfully. And I think it's important people in the community know that, you know, we have the Marine Patrol for the Sheriff's Office, but our department that's right there on the water, we have equipment too. So when we respond, if we get there before a patrol boat or before fire with their boat too, we have some options that we can help to initiate that rescue of somebody too. So it's been a great addition to the our patrol cars for equipment, life-saving equipment, I would say.
Water is fun. The water is beautiful, but you have to respect it, and you got to be careful. Those are all really good reminders, especially here at the beginning of summer, Doug, as we get ready to spend a little bit more time on the water.
That's right, yeah. And I think we got a warm weekend coming up, so just remember these tips, please.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Doug, always appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it, too.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, take care. Bye now.